Proverbial Mouth Soap by Aaron Batty on Wednesday, November 11th, 2020. Do you know what makes a politician a politician? Answered the tongue. Do you know what made my dad whoop me with his belt on my behind with my pants pulled down to my ankles behind a lone tree in a construction zone on the highway when I was 13 years old? Answered my tongue. What makes friends in 1 second and breaks them in the next? What praises Christ's name and uses it as a swear word only moments apart? And what instrument has the power to be the centerpiece of contention, disunity, division, and at the same time peace, cooperation, and goodwill within the church? You guessed it. Tongue. My tongue has gotten me in a lifetime of trouble beyond that day in the construction zone when I was 13 years old. I remember when I was 9 years old telling my mom, "Will you just be quiet?" I felt that one on my gluteus maximus too. I like to think that my tongue is tamed with age, but still I find it an ever-present temptation to speak whatever is on my mind, whenever it is on my mind. The urge to share something I heard about someone, tell somebody off, put anyone and everyone in their place, and prove my case by speaking louder and prouder than everyone else is still there. I believe it is our relentlessness to feed these urges that we experience episodic or continual strife within the local bodies of Christ. If every church member would wake up in the morning and wash out their mouth with Solomon soap from Proverbs, how much strife could we put to rest? The following listing of scriptures from Proverbs is the result of personal studies from earlier this year. While reading the book of Proverbs, I took note of every time the writer said anything about the tongue, good or bad. I then categorized these proverbs for comprehension and practical application process. My findings revealed there is more said about the tongue in the book of Proverbs than anything else aside from general instructions of wisdom and foolishness. The result of this study begs us to meditate deeply on these words of wisdom and wash our mouths with its proverbial soap. Negative proverbs about the tongue. The foolish tongue will get you in trouble and make you a worthless, wicked person. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12. A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. See also chapter 6, verse 2, chapter 8, verse 13. Chapter 10, verse 18 through 21, and verse 31 through 32, chapter 12, verse 21, chapter 15, verse 4, 7, and 14, chapter 16, verse 28, chapter 19, verse 1, and 28. The foolish tongue speaks violence, aka fighting words. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. See also chapter 13, verse 2. The foolish tongue speaks contention. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. See also chapter 26, verse 21. The foolish tongue flatters. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 5. See also chapter 20, verse 19, chapter 26, verse 28, chapter 28, verse 23. The foolish tongue spouts off what it does not know or understand, aka ignorance. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 13 through 14. Wisdom is found on the lips of him who has understanding, but a rod is for the back of him who is devoid of understanding. Wise people store up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. See also chapter 14, verse 7, chapter 16, verse 23. The foolish tongue likes to talk a lot, aka word vomit. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. See also chapter 13, verse 3, chapter 17, verse 27, chapter 18, verse 13. The foolish tongue speaks unfiltered, aka venting. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. The foolish tongue says one thing, but does the opposite, aka hypocrisy. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. The foolish tongue spreads secrets, aka talebearing. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. See also chapter 11, verse 13, chapter 18, verse 8, chapter 20, verse 19, chapter 26, verse 22. The foolish tongue whispers. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. The foolish tongue slanders, aka harmful speech about someone. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. See also chapter 25, verse 23. The foolish tongue makes foolish vows. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25. It is a snare for a man to devote rashly something as holy, and afterward to reconsider his vows. See also chapter 6, verse 1 through 5, chapter 11, verse 15. Chapter 20, verse 16, chapter 22, verse 26 and 27, chapter 27, verse 13. The foolish tongue speaks deceit and lies. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. See also chapter 6, verse 17 and 19, chapter 12, verse 17 and 19 and 22, chapter 13, verse 5, chapter 14, verse 5. And 17. I'm sorry. Chapter 17, verse 4, 7 and 22, chapter 19, verse 5 and 9. Chapter 21, verse 6. Chapter 26, verse 28. Positive proverbs about the tongue. The wise tongue can accomplish much good. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth. And a word spoken in due season, how good it is. See also chapter 12, verse 13 through 14 and 18. Chapter 15, verse 2. Chapter 16, verse 13. Chapter 18, verse 4 and 20 through 21. Chapter 25, verse 11. Chapter 31, verse 26. The wise tongue speaks kindness. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. See also chapter 22, verse 11, chapter 31, verse 26. The wise tongue speaks that which makes for peace. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. The wise tongue gives a soft answer. Proverbs 15, verse 1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The wise tongue thinks before it speaks. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 28. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. See also chapter 17, verse 27, chapter 18, verse 13. The wise tongue wants to say something mean about his neighbor, but chooses to hold it in instead. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11 through 12. He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace.